armor suit, but moved with a strange grace different from the mechanized soldiers. Its helm locked onto Knight, and four-fingered hands raised to the alien's sides. Empty.
"It is to your advantage to surrender now,"
Dozar said, his voice just loud enough for Knight to hear, low enough not to echo too far off the canyon walls.
"A human in your degraded condition, expiring in the wilderness, would not invite much scrutiny. I offer you a quick and painless death."
"Just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm looking to die."
Knight drew a small revolver from a holster on his lower back, the barrel oversized to accommodate narrow shotgun shells. Knight kept the muzzle pointed at the ground as Dozar approached.
"Amusing,"
the alien said.
"Ain't for you. Ain't for me."
Knight tossed the gun away to land on a patch of smooth stones. He backed into the rapids as the Yamnaya increased his pace. Knight gasped as the cold water splashed against him.
"I am aware that your culture prefers to have remains buried for an eventual resurrection,"
Dozar said.
"Die here and you will be recovered. There are a number of aquatic species indexed to this area that will..."
Something struck Knight's prosthetic foot. It felt like a peg against his knee as the old man waded deeper into the water. Teeth chattering as the cold water gripped him, Knight stumbled as another strike against his fake foot sent him shoulder deep into the water. The current swept him into the river. He bumped against a boulder and wrapped an arm around it. Dozar charged after him. His sabaton-clad feet kicked out sheets of water. Knight slipped off the boulder. A cobalt-colored eel with pastel gills leaped out of the water and dived close to the old man. Knight cried out as something beneath the rapids yanked him from side to side. His head dipped under the water. He struggled back for a final breath before being wrenched down into the rapids. Dozar waded after his quarry, closing on a frenzied ball of activity under the water. An eel broke away from the ball and struck Dozar's leg. The Yamnaya snatched the eel out of the water and held it up for examination. Water shook from the eel as it thrashed in his grasp. Sharp teeth gnawed at the metal encasing Dozar's forearm. Electricity crackled along the scales as its flopping slowed.
"Curious."
Dozar tossed the fish aside. He sloshed toward the feeding frenzy and punched into the writhing mass. His hand rose out of the water, grasping a damaged and chewed prosthetic foot. Dozar looked across the river, then turned perpendicular to the flow and marched out of the water, ignoring the dozens of eels nipping at him. He strode out onto the bank and held up a bare hand. Light twinkled beneath his skin as a hollow field formed. Carson's face appeared in the static.
"He's dead,"
Dozar said in a language of pops and clicks. "His absence will raise questions. Our timetable must accelerate. Inform Hierarch Glennon to be ready on my order," Carson replied in the same alien tongue.
"Yes, master."
Dozar bent his head forward in submission. A sauroid herbivore drank from the river, its wide tongue lapping at the water. Large, cow-like eyes darted across the surface. Something splashed out from the depths, sending the herbivore scrambling away, grunting in fear. Knight clawed his way onto the bank, fighting for breath. He reached a grassy patch of soil and set his face among the blades, hyperventilating as his body shivered. One leg was truncated, his prosthetic lost to the eels that abhorred any electrified thing in their midst. Knight reached into his overalls and pulled out a small cigarette case. It flopped open, dropping waterlogged joints into the grass.
"No! Damn it! Lost my lighter, too," Knight said.
He rolled onto his back and stared into the pale blue sky. Clouds drifted by in the distance as wind roared through the forest.
"I'm too old for this shit."
Knight rolled onto his stomach and crawled toward the trees. Chapter 2. Governor Ken Hale rocked his weight back and forth between his toes and heels. Despite the high sun, the air in the courtyard was cool. Terra Nova season cycled faster than Earth's, and Ken appreciated the early spring feel on the breeze. Reinforced walls topped with electrified razor wire surrounded the courtyard. Ken waited near a wall opposite a set of vault doors.